Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, new video out of Texas showing the moments during and after a deadly shooting at an El Paso mall. The new information we've learned overnight about the people who were shot and the person who pulled the trigger in the nation's latest mass shooting.
It's a warm start out there. Look at this. In the Triangle area, already 58 degrees. I'll show you how warm it gets this afternoon and what time to expect the rain tomorrow. And NC State is giving its student a break today. The resources the school is offering to try to help improve mental health on campus. Something to help improve wellness for all of us, our warm weather, and we're going to get another day of it heading into the 70s. Hello, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good reason for folks to get outside today. It'll be spring-like nice. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Good stretch of it so far this week.
It's been very warm. That continues today and even into early tomorrow. But tomorrow afternoon, we're going to see a big drop in the temperatures. I'm going to walk through Friday hour by hour coming up. But take a look at this hourly temperature, 58 degrees currently. This is a live look at City Plaza from our Jimmy V camera downtown. As the sun comes up, you're going to notice some cloud cover mixed with some sunshine. It'll be very pleasant stepping out too. 56 in Southern Pines, 58 Goldsboro, our cool spot 46 in Roxboro. But you definitely don't need a heavy winter coat this morning. For the most part, our temperatures are running anywhere between around 5 to almost 15 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. And look at this big jump. We jumped to 73 degrees by lunchtime, and 78 is our high this afternoon. We will see increasing clouds, and a sprinkle is possible later this afternoon, but we're not likely to see any measurable rain until tomorrow. Check out Futurecast. This is a look at this morning. You can see the clouds beginning to thicken up across our area as we head through the day. And every once in a while, you'll see a little green blob pop up. But again, not really looking at the bulk of the rain arriving until tomorrow. By the time we get to 8 a.m., we're seeing showers from the Triangle area westward. It may get a little heavier later in the morning. You'd see some of those yellows and oranges popping up. At lunchtime, some of that rain's still lingering, but it's starting to taper off, and it's out of here by early afternoon. We see some clearing behind it, but a very quick drop in our temperatures. I'll show you how quickly we'll drop into the 40s. Coming up, Brian.
It is 6:02 right now as we take a live look at 885, the Easton Connector area out there around Cheek Road. You can see traffic's looking good in both directions. Southbound trip, no delays. And right now that northbound ride from I-40 up to I-85, also delay-free. Around the rest of the triangle, we have some new information that earlier crash in downtown Raleigh at Hillsborough at Edenton Street has cleared. And we have no crashes showing up anywhere in the triangle right now. I have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Today, NC State has a wellness day, a chance for students to take a break and focus on their mental health. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from campus to explain this was planned and still much needed right now. Laura.
Absolutely, Jeff. Students here say they plan to use this time to recharge, reset, and refocus. Instead of having to go to classes today, they have the opportunity to participate in wellness activities such as yoga, relaxation stations, as well as spending time with therapy dogs. Now, this wellness day was already scheduled on the calendar before the semester began, but it became very timely after a student was found dead this past Saturday in Sullivan Hall. This is the fifth reported suicide at the school and the eighth student death overall this school year. In recent months, NC State has increased the number of counselors on campus and is now providing telehealth services. We talked to students here who expressed feeling emotionally numb and overwhelmed. The university said students can reach a counselor now immediately, so that means they no longer have to be on a wait list for those mental health appointments. Some of the events happening today start as early as 8 a.m. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
We've learned new information after midnight about the victims in the second mass shooting this week that's making national headlines. This as new video this morning shows us the moment shots rang out inside a mall in El Paso, Texas. One person died and three people were hurt in the food court area of the Cielo Vista Mall last night. The hospital treating the victim said after midnight, two people are in critical condition. They are both men. The other is in fair condition. Police are now working to learn what led to this shooting. This mall, by the way, is right next to the Walmart where a shooter killed 23 people in an attack in 2019.
Today, civil rights attorney Ben Crump and the family of the man killed while in Raleigh police custody will call for the officers involved in his death to be charged with manslaughter. Crump now represents the family of Darrell Williams. Williams died after officers used a taser on him several times while trying to take him into custody. The group will hold a news conference today at 11:30. We'll bring you the latest on our new news and on WRAL.com.
Right now, we give you this live look inside RDU International Airport this morning, Terminal 1, where today Avelo Airlines will officially relocate to this terminal. The airline is making RDU one of its five bases across the country. It's a move that will create more than 50 jobs, and it will join Southwest and Spirit Airlines in Terminal 1.
More changes to RDU today. A new airline will take flight. Breeze Airways is taking off on its first nonstop flight out of RDU's Terminal 2 this afternoon. The airline will offer flights to Hartford, Providence, and New Orleans. It plans to add five more destinations soon: Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Louisville, Columbus, and Jacksonville, Florida.
Today, a funeral will be held for a Hillside High School student killed in a shooting along the American Tobacco Trail. We've learned 17-year-old Anthony Feaster is the teenager who died earlier this month. Another student was also injured in that shooting. Police have not made any arrests in the case, and officers have not also released any information about the suspect.
New this morning, a Nest camera captures the moment a military helicopter went down over an Alabama neighborhood, killing two people. There, the helicopter dropped out of the sky. The military says two National Guardsmen died in that crash yesterday in Huntsville. It happened during a training flight. Investigators are working to figure out what caused the helicopter to crash.
Three guns found on separate school campuses across our viewing area have school leaders and law enforcement looking for answers now. First, at Cleveland High School in Johnston County, a school resource officer found a gun and ammunition in a student's car in the parking lot yesterday. Deputies say the student is 18-year-old Joel Thomas, and he did not try to bring the gun inside. He's now facing felony charges.
WRL also learned a student brought an airsoft-style rifle to West Millbrook Middle School in Raleigh. School officials say the student showed it to other kids yesterday and gave it to another classmate. School leaders are working with law enforcement to investigate.
And in Rocky Mount, a man is facing charges after police say a 6-year-old brought a gun to Fairview Elementary. 58-year-old Marvin Davis is charged with failing to store the gun properly after the child who lives with Davis had an unloaded 9mm handgun in his backpack Tuesday. Police say no threats were made and the child never handled the gun in class.
Three adults and two children are out of their home this morning after a fire in southern Johnston County. The home on U.S. 701 near Marler Road was fully engulfed just before 9 last night. Everyone was able to make it out of the home. One family member taken to the hospital was treated for smoke inhalation. The Johnston County Fire Marshal's Office is looking into what caused the fire. The American Red Cross is helping the family.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center. Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Germany earlier today. This is her arrival here. She is in Germany to attend the Munich Security Conference. This is her first visit to the annual conference. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is also there. The White House says Harris is there to provide leadership and inspiration, while Blinken will handle private talks. This conference is happening tomorrow through Sunday. And of course, a big topic of discussion will be Russia's war on Ukraine. Harris is expected to express continuing support for Kyiv.
We're working to get more information this morning about a crash in Cumberland County that left a person dead. Police say a person was hit by a vehicle on NC 210 Lillington Highway just before 7 o'clock last night. The person died at the scene. Police say the driver stayed there on scene. The cause of the crash remains under police investigation, and the name of the person who was killed has not yet been released.
Lawmakers in the state house could give their stamp of approval to Medicaid expansion today. The multi-billion dollar program would provide federally funded health insurance for hundreds of thousands of people. The bill passed its first house vote yesterday by a 96-23 count. It would move to the Senate if today's second vote goes the same way. The latest vote shows the change of heart from Republican lawmakers on the Obama-era program that Democrats have backed for years. North Carolina is one of 11 states that have yet to expand Medicaid. An NC State employee will be in a Wake County courtroom this morning on charges including sexual battery. William Nixon of Garner was arrested on campus yesterday on charges out of Johnston County. He's an employee with the school's College of Veterinary Medicine. Authorities say he's facing charges of sexual battery, simple assault, and assault on a female. He is also accused of threatening to shoot up a home in Johnston County.
10 after 6 on your Thursday, the Michigan State University community gathers to remember the lives lost in a mass shooting there. The words Michigan's governor shared with them about trying to avoid future tragedies. Plus,
in real estate, at the end of the day, is always supply and demand.
Raleigh's housing market is staying hot. The top ranking it's getting in a national publication as buyer demand stays hot across the triangle.
And speaking of hot, look at this. Maybe this is why. 78 degrees here in February, and certainly not the only day in the 70s in the 7-day forecast. But winter arrives just in time for that outdoor hockey game on Saturday. I'll show you the temperatures if you're headed out and about Friday and Saturday. It is 6:13 on this nice warm start to our Thursday morning. 59 in Rocky Mount, 58 in Durham. It's 58 degrees in Raleigh. As the sun is coming up, you're going to notice some cloud cover similar to what we saw yesterday. And the clouds will thicken up through the afternoon. There could be a sprinkle here or there, but for the most part, we stay dry until tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy heading out with these warm temperatures already starting near our normal high temperature for the date. So easily we're going to warm things up. We have a strong flow coming out of the south. It'll be breezy this afternoon with some gusts up to 20-25 miles per hour. And that's what pushes all this warm air in again today. We'll see a high of 78. Walking the dog this evening, temperatures will still be right around 70. Now, tomorrow morning, you'll need your umbrella walking the dog. I'll show you the timeline for the rain coming up. Brian?
6:14 right now as we watch weather and traffic every 10 minutes with live updates this hour on WRL's Morning News. And we're watching that camera in Apex at US 1 at 1010 Road. Northbound traffic heading away from us toward Cary. And right now we're not picking up any delays all the way into Raleigh. No crashes showing up anywhere in the triangle right now. Coming in from Zebulon on 64 westbound, you're in good shape through Wendell and in Durham right now. Both directions of the Durham Freeway are looking fine, Renee.
Brian, thanks. Today, FBI agents will help students get their belongings from the site of that mass shooting at Michigan State University. These three students, Ariel Anderson, Alexandria Werner, and Brian Frazier, died in the attack. The five others who were hurt are still in critical condition. Hundreds of students, faculty, and others gathered for a vigil last night. Many brought flowers to honor the lives lost. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered a message to the crowd.
We shouldn't have to live like this. We shouldn't have to subconsciously scan every room for an exit, go through the grim exercise of figuring out who our last call would be to.
The gunman took his own life after the shooting. Police have not said what led him to carry out the attack.
Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is facing a subpoena from the special counsel investigating Trump's role in the January 6th riot. Meadows received the subpoena last month. This comes after he previously fought a subpoena from a grand jury investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. Meadows cited executive privilege in that case, but a judge later ordered him to testify. Before he was Trump's chief of staff, Meadows represented Western North Carolina in Congress. The city of Raleigh wants your input on the new route for a new bridge over the Beltline between two busy interchanges in Midtown. The city is proposing three options for the bridge over I-440 between Six Forks Road and Wake Forest Road. All three routes link up to Barrett Drive. An open house will happen this afternoon, 4:30 until 7:30 this evening at the Five Points Center for Active Adults.
Raleigh is holding on to its popularity. The city is currently the number one hottest real estate market in the country, according to a new ranking from the U.S. News and World Report. Some of the factors that went into the ranking include healthy demand, supply, and financing options, affordable monthly mortgage to income ratio, and a strong job market. Experts say buyer demand has grown in part to better mortgage rates, but housing options remain a challenge.
It's still kind of tough, right? We're still low on inventory, and real estate at the end of the day is always supply and demand.
Another Triangle City featured in this new ranking, Durham, coming in at number 3, tied with Austin, Texas.
The amount of money being gambled in the U.S. appears to be at an all-time high. A new report from the American Gaming Association shows gambling revenue topped $60 billion in 2022. That's up about 14% from the previous year. And that number does not include revenue from tribal casinos. The National Indian Gaming Commission releases that figure. The AGA says once tribal casinos are added in, it expects the total revenue from 2022 to be more than $100 billion for the first time ever. We're at 6:17 right now on our Thursday, and a delightful start once again. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look around town.
Feels good out there. Temperatures are starting in the 50s in most places, and we're going to see a mix of sun and clouds. The sunrise is just beginning here in Goldsboro. You can see just a few hints of daylight there up in the right-hand corner of the screen. We're going to see that just beautiful this morning with the potential to see that mix of sun and clouds. Apex, Chapel Hill looking good this morning, and of course we're going to see some blustery winds as we get through the afternoon. Not breezy just yet, but as we get into the afternoon after lunchtime, we're going to see winds gusting up to about 25 miles per hour and then steady at about 15 to 20. And that's all that wind coming out of the southwest is what's going to push our temperatures up to almost records today. We take a look at the front that's headed our way for tomorrow, and it's definitely producing a lot of severe storms. It's been doing that all night. Look at all the lightning that pops up here. The red shaded area, a tornado watch, and the orange shaded area, a severe thunderstorm watch. And you can see the little yellow orange boxes, the yellow boxes, and then the red boxes. The yellow boxes are severe thunderstorm warnings, and the red boxes are tornado warnings. And so that's been ongoing overnight, and it will continue today. Our severe weather threat stretches from Mississippi all the way up to Ohio as a level 3. But as strong as that will be today to our west, it is non-existent for tomorrow. Take a look at the storm energy highlighted here in greens and blues. That's right along our front. As that hits the mountains, it just evaporates. And so we're just not going to have the support in the atmosphere for severe storms tomorrow, which is a great thing. As a matter of fact, we could barely see a thunderstorm. We'll see increasing clouds today as the system gets closer to us. And for the most part, we'll stay dry. We couldn't rule out a quick sprinkle here or there, but nothing measurable in the rain gauges. We'll see the rain beginning to push in tomorrow morning early. There's Roxborough, South Hill, Durham beginning to see some rain as early as 6 a.m. It is going to be a messy commute for us. Here's 9 a.m. There'll be some pockets of some heavy rain. We'll see an average of about half an inch of rain as the system moves in. It may still linger right around lunchtime around the Sandhills up past Durham, but right after lunchtime, we see that sliding eastward and then some quick clearing behind it during the evening, but also a very quick drop in our temperatures. Take a look at this. If you're headed out to Hurricanes Fan Fest, which is a free festival in downtown Raleigh to celebrate the big outdoor game on Saturday, this is the way it looks. A chance of showers right around lunchtime with 60s, and then we drop into the mid-50s at 7, and then during the evening on down into the 40s. You're going to want a jacket if you're headed there. Winter arrives just in time for the game on Saturday. We'll see mostly sunny skies, just a few clouds during game time. Game time temperatures are going to be mid to low 40s, so you're going to want that big winter coat. As soon as the game is over, here comes the warmth again with some 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Brian?
It is now 6:20, Elizabeth, as we check in around the Triangle, watching those live sensors, not seeing any unusual delays right now, maybe just a hint of a little bit of a backup starting to form on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass coming in from Johnston County. But once you get up to Business 70 and on into South Raleigh, traffic's moving along well. And in Durham right now, we're also looking good with no crashes or big delays showing up. Here's a live look at I-40 at Old Reedy Creek Road with headlights on the westbound side coming in from Cary back toward the airport. Right now, no delays from Wade Avenue as you head toward the airport exits. Out of North Raleigh, 540 westbound looks good from Capitol out to RDU. And out of Chapel Hill in South Durham, 40 eastbound wide open right now from 15501 all the way out to Airport Boulevard.
Brian, thanks. The investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents is growing. New information this morning about additional searches by the FBI.
And Duke's women's basketball team is welcoming a new four-legged teammate. The work they are doing with this little pup on and off the court.
This morning on Today, Craig Melvin sits down with Nikki Haley for an exclusive interview. Haley talks about her campaign for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination and the challenge of facing former President Trump. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
We also have your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The entertainment world is mourning the loss of an international icon, Raquel Welch.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon shared a tribute to Welch, who worked with her on Legally Blonde. She called Welch elegant, professional, and glamorous beyond belief. And the official account for Miss Piggy said that Welch helped her become the W-O-M-A-N that she is today. Welch, of course, died yesterday at the age of 82.
I feel like you can't mention Raquel Welch without talking about the fur bikini when she started as a cavewoman in 1 million years B.C. And she became the crush of so many boys and men across the country. But she was just a bombshell and just absolutely gorgeous. Acted all the way up until 2017 and just looked good and all the way throughout. Yeah. Such a force.
It was the poster that they used to cover up the escape route in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's right.
You remember that, right?
Yes, I do. That
threw
was Raquel.
The stone through it, right, to escape.
A legend, for sure.
Yeah.
The Duke women's basketball team has a brand new member. Take a look at Polar. The pup arrived at the team's practice at the Polar Express. Each semester, the team partners with Duke Canine Cognition to help raise a future service dog. Boy, that is cute.
It doesn't get any cuter than that. I mean, you can just attach yourself to that. And a winning tradition can continue. Putting those pups out into the real world I mean, look at this. Look at this.
That's their winning strategy.
It's
right
so
there.
Good. Takes your mind off of all the hard work you have to put in on the court.
I mean, that just boosts moods right there.
Oh, it's all tuckered out, too.
We love you, Polar. Much more news to come.
Out of the sea.
We're getting a first look at Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. Singer Halle Bailey will play the starring role of Ariel. We'll also get a quick glimpse of Melissa McCarthy as the villain Ursula. The film will hit theaters May 26th.
And if you're going to be out and about this afternoon, which you should be, it's going to be nice and warm. We take a look at our pickleball forecast for this evening. Temperatures are still going to be in the 70s after we top out at 78. Get it in while you can. It'll be much cooler over the weekend. I'll show you how much coming up.
Classes are canceled here at NC State. This comes as the campus community mourns the loss of another student. We're live from the university with the steps they're taking to support students.
We also have a live look right now, RDU International Airport this morning. WRL's Naya Harden will join us in the next half hour with a look at the new growth happening in both terminals today.